From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMatte. Two new bills signed into law by Governor Rick Scott yesterday take aim at human trafficking, which often includes the sex trafficking of children. The new laws increase criminal penalties for those who traffic kids, remove the statute of limitations for prosecution in some cases, and make it illegal for minors to work in adult theaters. Attorney General Pam Bondi helped push the legislation during the 2014 session. She says kids usually get tricked into the commercial sex trade between the ages of 12 and 14.
Kids are recruited from the internet. So parents, please, your child has no right to privacy on the internet. You don't know who they're talking to.
According to the Attorney General's office, Florida ranks third in the nation in the number of calls to the National Human Trafficking Hotline. A group of Florida attorneys says lawyers here need more money to provide more legal aid to poor people, so they want the Florida Supreme Court to raise the Florida Bar's annual membership fees. The money would then go to the Florida Bar Foundation, which funds legal aid for the poor. Legal Services of North Florida Executive Director Chris Knabb says the program helps take the burden off other social services.
If you can't solve a problem through civil legal assistance, oftentimes it escalates into a criminal matter, and then you're putting law enforcement people at risk of harm. You're putting more on the jails and the criminal justice system and the courts.
This is the fourth straight year that Governor Rick Scott has vetoed money the legislature allocated for legal aid services. In 2012, legal aid attorneys handled almost 90,000 cases. More than half dealt with family issues such as divorce or child custody, and housing cases such as foreclosure. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.